The Israel Defense Forces issued their first evacuation order for downtown Beirut today ahead of airstrikes, along with a sweeping new evacuation order across southern Lebanon. About 10% of Lebanese territory is now under Israeli evacuation notices. This latest war has killed nearly 700 Lebanese and displaced some 800,000, including many Christians. Special correspondent Simona Foltin reports from Beirut.
In Beirut, a Christian community from Lebanon South mourns one of their own.
That's him. He was a beautiful soul.
Sami Rafari was killed in an Israeli strike on Sunday in his village of Al-Mashab. He had recently celebrated his 70th birthday. Maria is his niece.
He was watering his plant. That's it. He was watering his plants and he was murdered. We can't find an explanation for why could this happen. Just an innocent man who wanted to stay in his land where he grew up.
The mayor of Al-Mashab, Shadi Sayeh, says there were no Hezbollah fighters in the village.
We thought that there is no reason to bomb us and we're not threatening anyone. And you know very well that we're an innocent people and we need to stay in our land, that's it.
Al-Mashab is a Christian-majority village 70 miles south of Beirut, close to Lebanon's border with Israel. It was one of the first to be drawn into the conflict in October 2023. Back then, Hezbollah, a Shia paramilitary group, did use its surroundings to fire rockets into northern Israel, beginning the day after the Hamas attacks on southern Israel. The NewsHour visited Al-Mashab last summer after a ceasefire went into effect. The villagers had raised funds to renovate the church. The bakery had reopened. Despite regular Israeli ceasefire violations, villagers like Sami hoped they could rebuild, that life could return to what it once was. But after Hezbollah re-entered the war last week, Israel dramatically escalated its attacks on Lebanon. On March 4th, Israel warned dozens of villages in southern Lebanon, including Al-Mashab, to leave. Rights groups say these evacuation orders constitute forced displacement and are illegal under international law. At first, the residents refused to comply. They gathered in the basement of the church seeking protection. The mayor encouraged them to stay.
Why would we leave our land and our people? It's our right to protect our homes.
Because we believe that maybe in 23, 24, they had the excuse to the bomb because Hezbollah was there or whatever. But now, in that moment, 1 year, 4 months, there is no one.
Despite that, the IDF began striking the village. First, they hit a police vehicle.
We thought it was a message not to move around. So on Sunday, they killed Sami. I was next to him, like 30 meters away. I saw him. They directed him directly.
No one felt safe after that. The Lebanese army had already withdrawn, leaving the 83 remaining residents with no protection. Shadi had no choice. This is him organizing an evacuation convoy escorted by UN peacekeepers.
Maybe two wants to stay. I go back them, kiss their hands, please leave, please leave. An old woman, I told her, please leave. She told me where to leave. I don't have money. There is no place to go. So because if you stay, you're dead. Definitely you're dead.
And so the people of Al-Mashab left. At the funeral wake, they mourn not just Sami, but also their village.
Everybody is depressed, everybody is sad, everybody feels like we're never going back again. I mean, I lost my home as well, where I grew up for 18 years and I lived there.
The story of Al-Mashab illustrates how Christians are being drawn into a conflict that is not their own. In another border village, a priest was killed on Monday in a double-tap Israeli attack. Father Pierre Al-Rahi had also refused to leave. The war has deepened sectarian tensions between Christians and Shia Muslims, with some worried it could lead to internal strife reminiscent of the Lebanese civil war. In Beirut, flags of the Lebanese forces, a Christian party, have been put up to demarcate Christian areas. The party is a staunch opponent of Hezbollah.
Well, Hezbollah decided single-handedly to re-enter the war, triggered by the events in Iran, of course. So this is a suicide action by Hezbollah, taking the whole country, the whole of Lebanon, into a regional conflict, into the unknown.
Ghassan Hezbani blames Hezbollah for bringing Christian villages under Israeli fire.
In some occasions, Hezbollah has been able to infiltrate some of those villages, endangering the people who decided to remain in the villages and not to be part of that conflict.
This has made some Christian towns reluctant to accept Shia Muslims fleeing war. More than 800,000 people, that's 13% of Lebanon's population, have been displaced. In Razir, a small town just north of Beirut, only a few dozen families have been assigned to the local school. None of them wanted to show their faces on camera.
When the shelling started, the children were crying. We were forced to leave. We couldn't find a place to stay. This place was available through the Lebanese army. They provide all the services. Everyone here has a family member in the army.
The schools turned shelters in Christian areas are tightly controlled, and that is to keep tensions at bay and to manage fears that they could become targets for Israeli airstrikes. Now, the officials at the school were reluctant to speak on camera, but they told us that the only families sheltering here at the moment are those affiliated with state institutions like the Lebanese army and the civil defense.
The locals in Razir have mixed feelings about taking in the displaced. On the one hand, they have empathy towards innocent civilians.
They're invited. We are like each other. It's not their fault. What happened is not their fault.
But they're also worried that they could bring the war with them.
It's better for us if we don't take them. We need to protect ourselves. If Israel wants to kill someone, if they want an Iranian or Hezbollah, they will hit us like any other area.
Despite the divisions, there are also calls for unity.
The solution is for people to wake up, to just understand that we're all one, that we're all humans who live on this planet.
As Israeli troops launch a fresh ground incursion into the south, all of its inhabitants, Christian or Muslim, stand to lose. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Simona Foltin in Lebanon.
The NewsHour requested comment from the Israel Defense Forces on some of the attacks Simona just reported. They did not respond. Tomorrow evening, we'll have a report from northern Israel looking at the war's effects there.